In this
well, in the 11th century, you want the short version. My grandparents were Armenian.
Welcome to our VASA Law Immigration Minutes podcast, where we focus on giving you tips to navigate complex U.S. immigration laws without the politics. Hello, social media friends and family. Welcome again to our Just Wait One U.S. Immigration Minute presentation. Our law firm is experiencing an unprecedented trend. We have been representing clients in the U.S. and with immigration matters for over 25 years. Recently, we've noticed an unprecedented trend in 2024. Specifically, our clients who are eligible for naturalization citizenship in the United States are getting approved in less than 3 months. To be eligible for naturalization to a U.S. citizen, we have to review a few very important points. Number one, you cannot be deemed to have abandoned your U.S. permanent resident status by being out of the country for more than 6 months at any time. There is an exception with a re-entry permit, which we don't discuss here, called an I-131. Number two, you have resided and worked in the United States as a U.S. permanent resident for 65 to 70% of the time in a 5-year period prior to applying for U.S. citizenship. Once again, there is an exception called an N-470, which is very specific and not discussed in this presentation. Number three, one of the requirements for naturalization is good moral character. An applicant for naturalization must show that he or she has been a person of good moral character. In general, the applicant must show what is called the GMC during the 5-year period immediately preceding his or her application for naturalization and up to the time of the oath of allegiance. We also frequently get asked about holding dual citizenship. However, that is country specific, and it really depends. When applying for naturalization to citizenship, there is an entire immigration history review, and the adjudicator will do this and take into consideration many factors from overseas all the way up to the green card process. So it's important to consult with U.S. Immigration Counsel before applying, especially if your permanent resident green card status was granted based on employment or investment in the United States. While it's a great time to apply for U.S. citizenship, it's very important to check off the boxes that have been mentioned here to ensure one's eligibility and seek out an experienced immigration lawyer to answer complex questions to the USCIS officers in the representation of your N-400 during the interview and application process. To schedule an initial 15-minute citizenship screening with our lawyers, you may contact us at info@vassallaw.com. We represent clients throughout the United States, and our full contact information is listed below for your convenience. We enjoy sharing tips and news about U.S. immigration and hope this has been helpful. Thanks for listening and take care. Bye-bye.